City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Top Everton correspondent Greg O'Keefe. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, mate.
Excellent news, long-awaited news, but no surprise by now.
No surprise, but I think the longer it dragged on, you did sort of increasingly become a little bit concerned that there was some sort of problem or hitch in the background that was delaying the announcements. But I think, you know, it was just a case of Koeman obviously actually being employed by someone else for starters, and then certainly last week being on holiday and physically not in the country didn't help. So you know, he's been Everton's number one target, and in a reasonably, you know, decent amount of time they've managed to deliver. So I think it turned out exciting times for Blues, and now they can look forward to hopefully some progress in terms of the overhaul the squad needs to get them in shape for next season.
It's interesting how this one unfolded. You pretty much, as me, would have known straight away that it was Ronald Koeman they wanted. But it was interesting to note how the passage in terms of sort of journalistically how it was followed in the first couple of weeks, it tended to sway away from him, didn't it? Was there an early hitch, do you think, in the chase for Ronald?
I think initially Southampton were, well, if I say initially, pretty much for a large period of the time, they were determined to keep hold of him. You know, this is someone that they'd gone to great lengths to offer a new contract to, with him being in the last year of his deal at St Mary's, and, you know, wanted him to take their club forward. They talked about transfers, and he'd kind of filibustered a little bit, not really given any sort of black and white indication of what his future was, although he'd hinted down on the south coast that he'd be happy to stay there. And I think, frankly, when Everton and Farhad Moshiri kind of got in touch and offered him the money to, not just the personal terms, although I'm sure, let's be realistic, that would have made a big difference, £7 million a year. It's more maybe the finances to build a team that's capable of, you know, hopefully competing for the Champions League, which, you know, you got the sense he didn't have down there, and he was always quite frustrated having to sell his best players, so on and so forth. And maybe he just thought it was an offer that was too good to refuse in the end.
OK, so what's in the contract for him? You mentioned the figure there. He's obviously bringing some of his backroom staff. What are the details that you know, Greg?
Well, he is, but that's not confirmed yet. And I think it's interesting that originally we expected the announcement to be coincided with the fact that he's joined by his brother, Erwin, as assistant manager, and a guy called Jan Klutenberg as his fitness coach. They're not confirmed yet. And I think Southampton, you know, as is their, you know, their gift, really, and they're not particularly thrilled at losing him. So they're digging their heels in and making Everton wait and making the negotiations for those two continue until they're happy with the figures for the compensation and until Erwin and Klutenberg themselves got the right package for them financially. So that's going to sort of follow, we would hope and imagine, in the next couple of days. But I think for Everton, in the PR sense, they've just realised that, you know, they need to announce it, because, like I say, you know, most people have known since day one that he was linked with the job. He did, as you say, drop out of the bookies' kind of list of favourites and then reappeared the last month or so. And it was just a case of, it the longer it went on, you know, the Euros are well into their swing now, and other clubs are doing business in the transfer market, and I think Blues were getting a little bit unsettled and beginning to wonder, was it one that was going to fall through? I mean, they were thrilled initially because it looked as if they'd got him, and it was a big coup. You know, they'd poached a top class manager, and I just think they began to worry that it might be slipping through their fingers. But no, it's all done now, and like I say, exciting times ahead.
I thought it was interesting on the press released by Everton Football Club. There's a quote there by Bill Kenwright, but not Farhad Moshiri. And yet, in many fans' eyes, and maybe in our eyes as well, I sort of see the signing of Ronald Koeman as a real statement from the new shareholder within the club.
I think that's how it's being perceived in the football world. I mean, you know, Bill Kenwright has been an active part of this process, from what we understand. But and his negotiation savvy and, you know, his drive to get the best for Everton will have been key. But fundamentally, would Everton have got Koeman if it was, you know, without Moshiri's money and vision? I doubt it. So I mean, he's been the compelling factor overall that's made someone who was reasonably happy on the south coast, that just got Southampton into Europe for the second season on the run, he's made him abandon that and come to Merseyside. And I think that's a sign of the changing times, hopefully, for Everton. And, you know, let's hope that they don't sit back and rest on the laurels now. They've got in a top-class manager. They need some more top-class players. They're probably going to lose a couple in that ilk. And in the longer term as well, you know, fans are going to want to see progress with the stadium. You know, things like that are going to require a lot of money. So, let's hope it's not just one flurry of intent and there's more to come.
Liverpool have been pretty good at poaching Southampton players. Maybe Ronald Koeman might just have a look at one or two himself. I know Pella in particular is one who's raised the eyebrows, and with Lukaku's obviously maybe impending departure, that could be a possibility.
Oh, it was some finish last night, wasn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant.
He took that well. Certainly kind of looked the more potent striker on the pitch over Romelu. But, you know, he's 31. Whether or not he's someone you want to come in and plan for in the long term, I'm not too sure. Great goal scorer. But I think he got 11 last season for Southampton. So I would imagine if they're going to look at him, it would be as a kind of, as a squad player and someone who can score goals. But if you lose Lukaku, you know, a 25-goal season player last season, first ever they've had since Graham Sharp, you need to replace him as much as you can, like for like, and I'm not quite sure the Cristiano Pelé is that.
Just a thought on the dynamic of the managers and the clubs across Merseyside now. It makes for a pretty exciting new season.
It does. It really does. Dutch and Germans. Yeah, obviously Koeman is a big personality. Whether or not anyone can be as big a personality as Klopp is remains to be seen. But Koeman won't be one to take a backward step in any regard. You know, he's got a playing career that you said most. I think even Jurgen Klopp would look at what Koeman achieved with envy as a player, scoring the winning goals in European Cup finals, playing for Barcelona. You know, success with his country. His CV's got it all, really, hasn't it? And he might not have been yet the level of success that he'll want on his managerial CV, although he's done well, and he's been at some big clubs, of course. But I think he won't want to waste any time, and let's hope that you saw the derby, especially at Anfield last season, you saw two teams going in different directions. It was a really, really difficult evening for Everton fans, and yeah. You would imagine and hope that Koeman wouldn't take a team to Anfield and oversee a similar capitulation.
Craig, thanks for your time.
Cheers, Steve.
Take care. Craig O'Keefe from the Liverpool Echo.
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.